Welcome back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. I know we've been talking a lot about ancient scrolls and cursed lockets, but I've got something a little different for you this week. This week, I'm going to talk about home decor. Specifically, this spooky painting that I've recently heard about, and I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about it. So, sit back, relax, turn all your pictures around, and tune in, for my painting keeps falling. I know old houses settle. I especially know that the earth is constantly shifting, which makes houses move in weird ways and do weird things. However, I'm getting slightly irritated by the walls of this apartment complex. I was originally promised a newer apartment, since the building was built in 2010, yet I'm having so many problems keeping things on the walls. The only explanation I can find is that the building is shifting and causing things to fall off. There's a very specific painting that always ends up on my floor. It's one that my mom got for me at a flea market before she passed, so I've always kept it around. It has a man standing in the rain and fog on it, and he's wearing one of those 1920s style hats with an umbrella as a cane. His head is tilted just low enough where you can see his grimacing smile from under the hat. I've only had the painting for about a year, but I've always sworn his smile gets wider every time I pass by it. So, yeah, I guess you could say it's a creepy painting. My friends are always like, "Kaylee, why do you keep that creepy thing around?" Not only is it the last thing my mom gifted me, but it is genuinely a nice painting. It fits the aesthetic of my entire apartment, so it's always kinda stuck around. I've had my troubles with it. Like, within my first few weeks of owning it, I couldn't get it to hang straight. It was always swinging, tilting, dropping to one side. First world problem, I know. But now I can't even get it to stay flat on the wall. I was sitting in bed the other night, trying to get the last of my paperwork done for my job, when I heard this loud smack. It made me jump, and I nearly lost my papers off the side of the bed. I didn't even really think about it, but I got up and headed out into the hall. Now usually, the painting is positioned on the wall next to the front door. When I looked into the hallway, the painting was lying face down on the floorboards. I sighed, because this happens about 10 times a day, and walked forward to pick it up. As I walked forward, I heard a light scratching of what sounded like fingernails on a wooden floor. I turned around sharply, expecting to see something behind me, but nothing. So I looked back towards my target, which I could have sworn was moving? As soon as my eyes met the painting on the floor, it looked like it had stopped, and the scratching noise ended as well. "You need a vacation," I said to myself, picking up the painting to hang it back on the wall. It rested against the wall with a thunk, and I retreated back down the hall. The next day, I took extra nails to nail the frame down, and I thought that would be the end of it, until last week. I'd been in the laundry room down the hall, collecting my dry clothes. I went back to the apartment and managed to get the door open with my free hand that wasn't holding the basket, and on the floor was the painting. I was too busy to acknowledge it, so I stepped over it and took the clothes to my room to fold. I hadn't managed to get that far in the chore when I heard scratching, tapping, thumping. I dragged my feet, admittedly, into the hall. The painting had moved. It was further down the hall than it had been when I came home, and it wasn't just laying there. The frame was jumping, creating the thumping sound. It was like someone was standing above it and pulling a string to make it jump. I was too shocked to do anything, so I just stood there. What was more terrifying was the hands. Yeah, I said hands. Every time the painting jumped, a pair of dark blue, wrinkly hands would attempt to reach out. It was like they were coming out of the painting. The hands scraped against the floor, the nails dug, trying to get a grasp on something, anything, and it was leaving indents in the floor. The painting continued to jump as the hands managed to get themselves out on either side of the frame, grabbing the frame itself. The long, gross nails were trying to claw at the back of the painting to rip it open. I fled back into my bedroom, and I knew I had to look for something. Something to defend myself. I grabbed one of my larger, thicker books and went back out into the hall. Now, above the painting, an entire arm was coming from the frame. Whatever it was, whatever it had done, it had ripped it open. It had succeeded. The arm was in motion like it was going to push itself out of the painting, while the other arm was starting to poke the end of the umbrella through. From the middle of the arms came the flat top of a hat. The arms were shriveled and dark, gross and decayed. The nails were yellow and the hands shook whenever it made an attempt to rise. There was a low growl coming continuously from the painting. Almost like a starting car mixed with a dog. I couldn't waste any more time with what I was looking at, so forward I went, and I slammed the book down on the painting. The arms went limp, like a crushed bug, and when I lifted the book up, they slunk back into the rip of the painting. I was able to see the floor through the torn painting, yet they still disappeared flawlessly. As out of breath as I was, I flipped the portrait over and pushed the weak canvas back together. The scene of rain and fog was the same, but the man in the painting was gone. I didn't waste any time that afternoon taking the painting out back and burning it myself. The wooden frame, the canvas, everything was down to ashes in the community fire pit. I didn't know if what I had seen was real or if I had been drugged somehow, but I wasn't going to have the memory of it in my apartment. At least, that's what I thought. I came home from work today to find a gift-wrapped frame on my front porch. When I opened it, I saw the painting. I saw the man. Except this time, he was looking directly at me. Except this time, he was missing an arm. I didn't know what else to do, so I hung the painting again. But it keeps falling off the wall. And that, listeners, is the story. My painting keeps falling. So, I'm thinking demon. What do you guys think? What's trying to get out of this painting? And how can Kaylee stop it from happening? I thought burning it was a good start, but sounds like maybe we need to try something else. If you have an idea to help her, you can always reach out to me on socials. Or you can send me an email at hauntedhorrorstorian@gmail.com. I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week. But until next time, listeners, stay spooky. And remember, sometimes it's more than just a story.